Hashtag feed the 5,000 has now, it's increased. It's still hashtag feed the 5,000, but there's another 5,000 that's been added to that. Good morning. It is 8:15. Healdsburg's Morning News. Lieber's Boxcar Express has been helping those in need during this tough time with the coronavirus pandemic, and joining us to talk a little bit more about it. And if, for those that may not know, also find out where you can get a meal if you're struggling. Joining us to talk more about it this morning, Jordan Lieber from Lieber's Boxcar Express. Jordan, good morning again. How are you today?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Well, good. Thanks for checking in with us again here this morning. I know we talked with you, it was not the week before last, about this whole thing and what a great thing it was you were doing. But you decided, it's like, you know what? Was the reason that you knew there was more people in need, or why did you decide to let's go ahead and bump it up to 10,000 rather than 5,000 people?
Well, when the governor expanded the stay-at-home order, we realized that this was going to go on for longer than we had anticipated at first. So we talking with Adam Sampson at the Y and with my uncle at the foundation, we just decided that there's more of a need for this now than there ever has been. So we wanted to do our part and help out.
And talk about exactly, for somebody who missed out and may not have heard the first time around, doesn't know what you're doing, tell us exactly what it is that you guys are doing at Lieber's Boxcar Express.
Okay, so we're making the sandwiches in the morning, and we hand them out to our partners. We have three partners: at the YMCA, Bethesda Missionary Baptist Church Food Pantry, and the Defenders of Freedom. And they go to their respective locations, and they distribute the sandwiches to those that are in need. You know, there's a lot of people that, like you said earlier, haven't ever had this problem before, and it's they don't know where their next meal is going to come from. So we're just trying to alleviate that pain, maybe financially or, you know, obviously with their getting some food in their belly.
And the great thing is, obviously, you guys didn't have the staff to be able to do this on your own, to both make the food and distribute. And initially, like you said, you had the Knox County YMCA on board, and now you've got two other organizations on board. And that's great that you had those other organizations step up and help out with this as well.
Yeah, and they, you know, we're trying to hit a diverse group of people. So the Defenders of Freedom, they get the veterans that are in need, and the YMCA, they have so many people that, you know, they're working out, and they have kids, and they know a lot of people. And over at the Bethesda Missionary Baptist Church, they have that food pantry, and there's already people coming there. So we thought we'd try to hit a very wide group of people.
So it's still hashtag feed the 5,000, is that right? You kept the same name?
Yep, just round two.
Yep, just add another. That's what I said earlier. It's hashtag feed the 5,000 2.0, right?
Yep, exactly.
All right, so where are you at numbers-wise at this point?
We just got to 6,710, and after today it'll be over 7,000.
Wow. Well, good for you. I know we really appreciate what you guys are doing, and the community hopefully appreciates it as well. I mean, any thoughts on are you going to continue after that? Or, I mean, because it's got financially, it can't be easy for you guys to do. I know you're open for carry out. You got your drive up that Pequon do it on the north end of the building there. So people need to know that you can just drive right up and do it. But any thoughts of continuing after that even?
Well, we're trying to work on more funding. Like you said, it's not exactly the cheapest thing to do, but we feel like it's very important. And talk with Adam Sampson at the Y, we're working on trying to keep it going as long as possible.
Well, that is outstanding. So again, the different places, the YMCA, the Defenders of Freedom, and Bethesda Baptist Church. And so the Y, what are there particular or a particular place or particular places that they're going with their bus?
Yeah, so they're going around to different schools. So like Steele School, they're in that area at 11 o'clock. Silas, they're at 11:45. Nielsen, they're there at 12:30. King School, they're at 1:15. Brown, they're hitting the Brown Avenue Fremont Street neighborhood around 2 o'clock, and they're going out to Swings Mobile Estates at 2:45. So they're trying to go around and hit every neighborhood, because some people might not have the transportation, and so they're trying to get out to the people. They're doing a very awesome job.
All right. Well, it's great to have partners like that in a situation like this, and it's so great the way you guys are stepping up. And again, I want to thank you for the community, because it's a really great thing you guys are doing. Jordan Lieber from Lieber's Boxcar Express, hashtag feed the 5,000. 2.0, as it were. We're going up to 10,000, should reach over 7,000 a day. That is a lot of meals and hopefully a lot of stomachs that aren't growling now, people that are in need, and there's a lot of them at this time. Anything else, Jordan, that we need to know about what's going on?
No, just want to thank everyone. Everyone's been really appreciative, and they just really, you know, some people just don't know where their next meal is coming from, and we're trying to help them, and they've been really grateful.
And so, again, Lieber's Boxcar Express, and I suppose if somebody would like to help out with this, is there a way, could they maybe donate monetarily to you to help out? Or?
Yeah, we've got quite a few, actually, and if you can, you can mail it to our address. It's 1974 North Henderson Street, or on our website, www.theboxcarexpress.com. You just place a pickup order, and there's a selection under there. You don't have to order any other food or anything, but there's a selection there where you can place a donation.
All right. So some ways that you can help out. And of course, as we said, keep supporting the local restaurants. Again, so do you, I know you have the drive-up that you've got set up. Do you have carry-out also? I know you're doing deliveries. Yeah. So yep. Carry-out, drive-up, and deliveries.
Yep. They can, and curbside. So they don't, right. People don't feel comfortable coming in. We obviously don't want them, you know, putting themselves at risk. So they can pull up, park out front, and we'll run the food out to them. We've also been doing these little drops in different towns outside of Galesburg. So we went to Alexis yesterday and Abingdon the day before, and we'll hit Lake Bracken, Oneida, and Knoxville and Monmouth in the rest later in the week.
So that's a cool thing. So people that are out of town and might not be even coming in town can still get their Lieber's Boxcar Express fix.
Yeah, yep. They just have their orders placed by 4 o'clock on their days. We show up there at 5:30 with their food ready for them.
All right, and people can keep track of that also on your Facebook page, right, as to where you'll be and when?
Yep, we've been really active on Facebook, so there's a lot of posts there. But, yeah, I share every day with what day we're going or where we're going. So, yeah, there's a lot of information there.
Jordan Lieber, Lieber's Boxcar Express, joining us in hashtag Feed the 5,000. They're doubling it. They're going up to 10,000. They've fed a lot of people. They're going to continue to do that. They're supporting the community, so please support Lieber's Boxcar Express. Jordan, thanks so much for taking some time with us again this morning, and really thanks for what you guys are doing.
Well, thanks, Tom. Thanks for having us on and helping us get the word out.